I know you're wondering, so let me give you the 411. The song is Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited. I know some of you saying, oh yeah, that's right, that's right. I knew I recognized that song. All right, here we go. We're talking about calming fibromyalgia. There are different types of aquatic physical therapy. Ray talks about Bad Ragaz, R-A-G-A-Z, Watsu, Hellawick, Aqua Stretch. Regardless of the type, and there are others, but regardless of the type, she says that the incorporation of movement into the intervention is fundamental. The incorporation of movement. Can't be passive with this. Yeah, we want to calm that fibromyalgia, so we're going to go after it. We're going to move in the water. The motion may be applied by the therapist to help stretch or release affected tissues. Or it may be done by the patient in the form of exercises that stretch and strengthen the body and activities to work on functional tasks. An equally essential component, she says, is patient education. You'll gain knowledge about your diagnosis and insight into your unique experience. I had to share this with y'all. I had to. I have a friend who suffered from fibromyalgia, and I'm really wanting her to hear this. I'm wanting all of you who suffer from fibromyalgia. We've read about that off and on for years, and you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Pain and insomnia just hitting you all at once, just constantly. Pain, insomnia, aches. Think about how it can impact your relationships, your jobs. So we wanted to share this with you. Fibromyalgia. The licensed therapist trained in dealing with fibromyalgia helps you gain knowledge about your diagnosis and your unique experience. Now, here's the thing. We know that there are so many benefits to being around and in water. I mentioned how people may want to be around that water just because it does so much for them, even aside from physical benefits. I'm talking about the mood. And so when people are suffering from fibromyalgia, mood lifting can be very beneficial, and water can lift the mood. People typically observe decreased pain and decreased stiffness after water therapy, according to Dr. Lynn Thine Brody, who's a senior clinical specialist at UW Health Clinics in Madison, Wisconsin. Dr. Brody says that people feel emotionally better, often because these exercises often happen in groups, and they experience the social support of an instructor and the other group participants who are experiencing similar symptoms. Fibromyalgia tends to be an invisible disease in that there are few outside indicators of the impairments that these individuals experience. You know, y'all know how it can be. Very often, if people aren't able to look at someone and just see a problem, like maybe a cast on an arm, they can look at that person and know something is wrong with their arm. I see the cast on it. A cast on a leg. Maybe they look and they see a hearing aid and they know that person has an issue with hearing. Maybe the person is wearing something that says to them, oh, okay, this person has just had treatment for. Well, with fibromyalgia, you don't normally see anything that even suggests that something is wrong, something is amiss, something is causing physical and mental, emotional discomfort. But it's there. The issues are there. And as a result, the person can become socially isolated. They can feel like other people don't understand their symptoms. Getting involved in these aquatic group therapy settings can provide some validation that, yes, there is something going on. There is something troubling me. It is legit. And I do have a right to say, hey, I need some support with this. According to Dr. Brody, most people enjoy water exercise more than land exercise because of the warmth of the water and the buoyancy. It's much easier to move sore or stiff joints and muscles in the water than it is against gravity on land. Often people are unable to assume the positions or postures necessary to exercise some body parts on land, but they're able to do them in the pool because of the buoyancy. But science also, again, confirms the benefits. There are a number of studies, most often involving women because they're disproportionately affected by the condition, which is the reason I mentioned mainly women earlier. But these studies demonstrating an improvement in function, improvement in pain, improvement in stiffness, and mental health following water exercise for people who have fibromyalgia. So, we've talked about the benefits of aquatic exercise. It is good for you. There are benefits to aquatic exercise, but there's also additional benefit to aquatic physical therapy. So if you'd like to explore aquatic physical therapy, be sure to find a licensed physical therapist, one who understands the key issues and chronic pain, which have to do with central sensitization and how exercise in some individuals can actually increase pain. More is not always better. The licensed physical therapist should have a good understanding of the physical properties of water and the physiological response to immersion, to having the body in the water. Look for a therapist in your area on, you know, you can go to an APTA, all caps, APTA website, and filter for aquatic physical therapy. You can also call local clinics to see if they have a specialist in aquatic physical therapy. And I can tell you all now, also, always remember this. We do like having you check with your doctor. In cases of medical necessity, water therapy may be covered by your health insurance. And so if you check with your doctor and your doctor's willing to give you a consult, less money out of your pocket. All right. Now, let me tell you this. For those of you in the Augusta area, those of you who live in the Augusta, Georgia area, I did go online and I just did an internet search for aquatics therapy, aquatic physical therapy. That's all I put in there, aquatic physical therapy. And you can do that, or you can, if you like, say clinics that offer aquatics physical therapy, however you want to do it. I did that, and several organizations that provide aquatics physical therapy came up. In your area, Aiken County, if you're in the Aiken County area, if you're in Waynesboro, Lincoln County, if you're in Minnesota, if you're in New York, wherever you're listening, just type in to your search bar aquatics physical therapy, and you should be able to pull up organizations that offer aquatics physical therapy. You may even want to check with your local YMCA and see if they have a certified aquatics physical therapy program, particularly if they do have indoor pools. All right, back in just a few. Forward thinking.